97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and one of the, I don't want to say it was a big surprise, but I'll tell you what, fantastic movie coming out in Blu-ray and DVD. The movie is District 9. Star of the movie, Jason Cope, is with us now. Jason, good morning. How you doing, dude?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where are we catching you today?
I'm in Cape Town in the southern tip of Africa. It's sort of midsummer here. It's about 28 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but that's where I am.
Okay, so you're in Africa right now. That's where you're from, yeah, right?
Exactly. I'm born in a place called Mpumalanga.
Excuse me?
Yes, that's where I'm from.
Wow. So how, if this is an ignorant question, tell me. But I'm curious how someone from a place that sounds like a sneeze ends up in one of the biggest movies of the year.
What? Sorry, say that again.
How does someone from where you're from end up in one of the biggest movies of the year, nominated for Best Picture and everything?
You know what? We're wondering that ourselves right now. We're from Africa. We just had our heads down with entirely South African cast and crew. We're all completely unknown, you know. But we made a really cool short film about 4 years ago that Peter Jackson basically picked up and said, with his wife Fran, while he was speaking to Neil Blomkamp, who'd been hired to do a film called Halo. They basically, New Zealand decided to turn the short film that we had done into a kind of a big motion picture. And that sort of, things kind of went from there, and now we're in this crazy situation where we got nominated for an Oscar. We never thought it would happen. We were just kind of making a short film with some buddies, and then things just got out of control.
And it's nominated for, and if I'm wrong, tell me, but I believe Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Visual Effects and Best Editing. Did I get them all?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, that's it. You know, some people, when they make movies, you know, they're happy if they get one in their career. And, you know, you take a short film and all of a sudden you're a part of this and now it's up for Best Picture.
It's absolutely, absolutely crazy. But that being said, the cast and crew on the film, I've worked on a lot of different smaller things in South Africa before, and we've been doing this for years, but I've very rarely seen a group of people work with such a sort of a passion and an intense kind of burning energy, and people just kill themselves, everybody on the crew and the visual effects guys in Canada, and so yes, we're completely blown away, but also I'm glad because the people just, you know, they really, 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 really outdid themselves.
So because you were one of the creators of it, does that mean you got a little back end? You got like a piece of the ownership of the movie?
No, I don't think so. It's our first movie. But how it generally works is, it's your first kind of big movie. You don't really get the kind of the full slice of pie. But when it comes to sequels, you bring out the checkbook and you say, well, put your checkbook on the table.
So you got the little sliver of pie, and you hope that District 10 does really, or not, District 9A does really, really well.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Jason Cope, District 9. It's out on Blu-ray and DVD. And I'll tell you what, the movie was so stunning in the theater. You got to go Blu-ray on this. There are some movies where you can get away with doing DVD, but this one is a definite Blu-ray, right?
Yeah, it's totally a VFX movie. I think I've seen the film about 9 or 10 times, and I've seen bad screens, good screens, very good screens. And it's just, the better the screen is, the better the film is, because it's such a visual effects-based film. And if you watch it on a kind of a low-res kind of screen, it just looks... you've got to watch it in high-res, and you can just see all the really hard work that the animators put in.
Absolutely.
But I'm a bit of a geek, so that's what I like.
Okay, so yeah, you made a short film. It got picked up. It got turned into this juggernaut, if you will. What next? What happens with you next?
You know, we all got a bit like blown away and shell shocked. Neil, who is basically the entire, it's his movie, 100% his film. Neil Blomkamp, the director, he wrote it with his partner Terry. They are busy writing at least Neil by himself is writing an original new film, which is another sci-fi. And then Sholto and I, who starred in the film together, are just trying to kind of take a couple of weeks to kind of, at the moment, to try to reassess and get ourselves kind of calm and focused to try and decide what we're going to do next. But we basically just, you know, we're finishing off some stuff that hasn't been done before, stuff that we've kind of missed out because of D9, and then we'll take it from there.
What kind of stuff did you miss out on? Like did girlfriends leave you and stuff, or?
Well, they sort of leave. She goes, and then she gets pissed off when I'm away for too long, but then she comes back when I'm in the town again.
So. Yeah, that's what happens.
No, the stuff that we basically are doing is like a short film that we haven't had time to finish until now, and just wrapping everything up, and then reading through a few scripts and seeing what it is that we'd like to do, and also working on a few treatments. And yeah, basically juggling a lot of different stuff, and we'll see what happens.
Again, we're talking to Jason Cope, District 9. It's out on Blu-ray and DVD. It's nominated for a ton of Oscars, including Best Picture. What were you doing before you shot the little film? I mean, what were you doing for a living? Did you shoot this film as kind of like a little side project kind of deal? Are you a working actor in Africa, or?
I'm a working actor in South Africa, but at the time I was working as a visual effects production manager.
Okay.
Which is how I met Neil Blomkamp. So I basically produced for him organized the live shoot for the short film. But I've been working as an actor in Africa, which is, quite a challenging thing to do. But I've been doing that for a number of years now.
So let me ask you this, what's the biggest difference? You're in South Africa and you do stuff, you know, this is a huge American hit. Is there a big difference as far as, like, production and tricks that are used or technology? Or is there any difference in that, or is it pretty much all the same stuff?
It's absolutely in a completely different world. I mean, America, when they do things, they go large and they do them thoroughly. You know, you can't even compare. You know, we just don't do things on the scale. I think the biggest difference is scale. Is that America, you'll release in 3,000 cinemas. Here, you'll release on 90. You know.
Okay.
You basically just have huge studios that will back you up and gigantic marketing machines that ensure that people get your message and. It's a completely different world.
It's absolutely amazing. Jason Cope, District 9, out on Blu-ray and DVD. Definitely go out and check it out. One thing that we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's called a quick six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds, and lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you. All right?
Are they all questions based on African culture?
No.
Okay.
I apologize if there was a lot of questioning along those lines, because I've never been
I'm
to South
kidding.
Africa.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I feel bad.
I'm pulling your leg.
I don't want you to feel like I'm stereotyping you.
No, man.
Do you have to hunt your dinner or what?
No. I'll just make them up. It's like high school when you didn't study. You kind of just say, okay, it was A.
You totally missed. I asked you if you have to hunt your dinner down there. That was what...
Only if you're an actor, because you don't get paid and you can't go to the supermarket.
Well, now that you've had District 9, you don't have to worry about hunting for a while.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Quick 6 with Jason Cope from District 9. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
If I wasn't an actor, what would I be doing for a living?
Yes.
I would be probably a pianist.
Last song you downloaded.
PIANIST, not the, you know.
No. Yeah. Musical. not Brown Chicken, Brown Cow. Yeah. last song you downloaded to your iPod.
The last song was Letter to Elise by The Cure.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Rocky, the first one.
Favorite toy as a child?
What?
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child. It's sort of a strange, abstract wooden block that my father had painted. I think he smoked marijuana and then made it in his spare time.
Well, aren't the best toys made that way?
I know.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The neck.
And finally, favorite toy as an adult?
My Triumph Spitfire, 1969.
Jason Cole.
No. I cancel that. It's my Canon EOS, my camera, definitely. I take it back.
Okay, what do you take pictures of?
I take pictures of everything, stuff. I like to take pictures of people, mostly. Just when I go traveling, I take pictures of people.
Nice.
Like cool people, old ladies, old men.
Jason Cole.
Carrying stuff from A to B.
District 9, it's on Blu-ray and DVD, nominated for a ton of Oscars, including Best Picture. Dude, congratulations on all your success. I hope there's a sequel, and I hope they bring out the checkbooks, brother.
Thank you so much, man.
I appreciate it. You're a fantastic dude, and next time I'm in South Africa, I'm looking you up.
Totally, man. Just email me, and we'll go out, and I'll show you the place. It's great.
That sounds good. You can show me all the techniques for hunting. It'll be like Animal Planet for me. It'll be great.
All right, man.
Jason Cope, everybody. District 9. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.